What up, all you party people? Gamer Podcast coming at you for round number three. We got Anthony over here. We got Jeffrey over here. We got myself, Mark, over here. Here we go.
Here we go.
Let's get it.
Hey, that works with my outfit. We are a go on launch, guys.
Go for launch.
He's drinking milk.
This is delicious milk.
Got milk. Remember when that was a thing?
I remember when they put people on milk cartons when they were missing.
Yeah, right.
NASA's new slogan, by the way, is
"I will send you to Jesus."
It's quiet microphones. All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks to all you party people.
Yeah. All right. All right. So I've got a question for you guys today.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Let's see.
What oh you boy. Got.
All right. Oh, orange is an orange. Prepared. Why isn't a lime called a green or a lemon called a yellow?
Did you smoke before this episode?
Wait, what?
Okay. That's a good question. I don't like it.
Secondary question. To
it. Tomato, tomato.
Add to it. Which came first, the color or the fruit?
The fruit. In order to say it was orange, you had to have seen the fruit.
But what about the lime and the lemon?
But those aren't yellow and green. Why aren't they? So
hold up. Okay, hold on. You know. So how do you even tell when a fucking lime is ripe? If it's always green. Think about that for a second.
Did you just top his question of the episode?
Yeah, I may have. I may have just inadvertently one-upped the lime question.
I don't know if it was one up.
It looked like you looked at a piece of paper. It looked like it was scripted.
Have you seen a lime like growing? Like, do you have a lime
plant? I've never seen an orange grow.
No, I can't say that I've watched a lime grow, but most things when they're growing are green, right? And then they just kind of like bananas.
Maybe it starts out
in
yellow.
Then they turn their yellow. And like, same with like tomatoes. They turn green and then they turn red. Ripe. How the hell do you figure out when a lime is ripe?
We talk about real things.
it's a legitimate question. Somebody out there, answer that question for us, please.
Nobody answer that.
Which came first, the color or the fruit?
Which came first, Xbox or Activision? It doesn't matter. It's all one thing now.
It is.
It's going to be great.
Huge news. I'm curious.
Yeah, that's a lot of money for one. Holy. A
lot of money.
God damn. Who got to apply?
What was it? 67 billion? 68 billion? Something like that?
68, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a stupid number.
I think that tweet you shared with us the other day, Mark, about like, so PlayStation's bad or Xbox is good? Like, I'm just trying to make sure I'm up to date.
Right.
That shit was funny.
What is that
going to do for exclusives? Because, like, I know Elder Scrolls is, or was it Elder Scrolls? Did they say it was exclusive now?
Elder Scrolls 6 is planned to be exclusive. Starfield's planned to be exclusive.
That's Bethesda, though.
Right, but it's the same type of a deal.
Xbox exclusive, though, is what I'm saying.
Right. So I think they'll do the same with the exception of, like, the Call of Duty series.
Well, so that's my question to you guys. And, like, since Call of Duty's three different or two different, however many different studios, does one of those make an exclusive for Xbox and then the other one make it for both platforms? Because in my mind, it makes sense not to do that because then you can get money from your competitors by having their gamers buy the game on their console. Whereas also, do you try to get more people to buy your console by having it exclusive to just Xbox?
I don't know. I think they're gonna play nice with Sony. I think they are. Now with that, I think they will take advantage of early game release for their specific console. I also believe that there are going to be big titles that now become Xbox exclusives. And as from a business standpoint, why not? That's where you're going to rake in the money.
But that's
bring in that pool of players.
Yeah.
That's what's going to make them the money. But they're still going to play nice with a lot of the AAA titles on both systems, right? Or all three systems, depending on what the title is.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad that Candy Crush is with Xbox. I'm really excited about
that. I'm going to give my take on that before we jump to something else. So here's my thought. I think that they will make it multi-platform. I think it's going to come out on PlayStation. I think it'll come out on whatever else they put it out on, because they want those microtransactions. They want to make that extra money, that easy, low-hanging fruit, and they're going to get that. That being said, I think that they're going to do away with the annual titles. I think they'll go back into a longer development process. I think they'll use that to their advantage and go more the way of Assassin's Creed, where that used to be an annual title release, and I think they'll break it down and they'll put more thought into it, and rather than just rehashing old maps and doing that whole thing, I think that they'll flesh it out a little bit more. Another thing that I saw that I thought was interesting, and I would love to see it, they'll put 343i on Halo Infinite, and then maybe give like ODST 2 to someone like Infinity Ward or something like that. Like, let them do something and put that kind of a title out. Like, I would love to see Halo come back with stuff like that. And I mean, I think that a company like Infinity Ward would be able to make that amazing. So, I mean, we all know that they're big Halo fans, and they could do wonders with that title. So I would love to see something like that happen as well.
You know what I want?
That'd be fair.
I want a Halo BR. That's what I want.
I think that the world that they have right now is set up for it perfectly. And I think that they could really, really do that. But I don't think that they're going to, at least not for the time being, because they're doing pretty well with what they've got out there. And it's not something that the Halo fan base, the hardcore fan base, is really looking for. It would be one of those things, again, that especially now that they've got Activision, like, they're going to be at that point where they've got their BR. And I think that they're going to be fine. Like, they'll be finally suited with that. They'll take that and they'll move on to other things. They'll use those devs to do something else, I think.
I'm really hoping that they can bring Call of Duty series back out of the shithole that it's in right now. That game Vanguard was such a bad state.
I'm not going to lie. It's insane. I almost bought it the other day just to play the campaign.
Don't do it.
And then I was like, I'm not. And then I forgot that Extraction was dropping, and so then I was like, I guess I'll install that. Do you guys ever connect to your Xbox from your mobile device, like your phone? I don't remember what phones you guys have.
I used to
when Smart Glass first came out. Yeah, I would run it then. It's just because it was like this new thing, you know.
I kind of stepped
away from the mobile platform as far as Xbox goes. Well, like I don't even utilize the cloud stream.
I'm going to put it out there. I don't even have an Xbox anymore. Yes, I went that route. I got completely rid of my Xbox. I'm PC now. So it's just...
But do you have Windows 11?
Yes.
Do you just do the regular Windows 11? Because I know that on Windows 10, there was the option where you could like remote access your computer from your...
Oh, yeah. I can still do that. So like if I went into the Game Pass app. I can still download the Game Pass titles to my computer through the Game Pass app.
Right. So that's where I was going with that question, because gotcha. Like I have the app for Xbox Game Pass on my phone, and maybe it's because like I've got a new phone recently and I haven't linked it up to my Xbox, but I was going to install it the other day when I was at work and it wasn't connecting. But also I was curious about if you guys ever tried the... actually playing the game on your phone, because like I had bought that Razer controller once before.
Yep, I did.
But like it didn't. I don't know if it was the phone that I had, because I had the iPhone 10 for the longest time, and maybe it was that phone just having issues trying to play games.
But are you trying to play a game from the network, or were you trying to play from like where were you
I tried,
trying to?
I tried both. So like there was times where I was at another person's house and I was trying to play it, and it kind of worked all right. Granted, their internet was much slower than mine, but then like whenever I would try it again, it would have an issue where it wasn't. It'd say the controller didn't exist, even though I'm moving and navigating on the screen with the controller. It was saying it didn't exist, and then when I try to play something, it kind of would just like force close the whole app on my phone. I don't know if that was like my version of the phone that I had. Like I said, I haven't tried it on my new phone. Also, check out, I'm not sure if you can see this Darth Maul sticker over here.
Pretty sick.
But like, I don't know if it was the phone thing. I thought about trying it, but at the same time too, like if I'm not home, I'm more often not at work or driving. So like, there's no real benefit for it. I was just curious if you guys ever tried it.
I did, and it worked okay. I just used the standard Xbox controller with Bluetooth, right? Yeah. Hooked it up to the phone, worked out great. The streaming quality was kind of hit and miss for me. Again, it was still in the beta version. You know, they had just released it for the Android OS at the time, and I'm sure it's come a long way, but I haven't really touched on it since then. Can't say that it's not a big thing for me, because when I game, I want the screen, I want the sound,
full immersion,
the whole nine yards. When I get a game, you know, for that experience, just to game on my phone and with the limited titles that they have for this cloud streaming, it just wasn't my cup of tea, really.
So
I appreciate what they're trying to do, but
cloud, yeah.
I've used it a little bit. I've used both the touch controls, which on some games not too bad compared to some mobile titles. I have used the controller as well, and it depends on the title. Games that are very dependent on timing, not so great. Like for example, I tried to play a fighter, I think it was, and like timing, like it doesn't quite work out because you need that frame rate, you need it to be smooth, you need it to be, it's a timing thing, like and not having that proper timing, it really hurts you. But then I played, like when I worked on nights, I had used it a little bit, and I played, I think it was Spiritfarer, and that game, I mean, is obviously just very casual, very like not much to it, and it was very enjoyable. It was an easy play with using touch controls or the controller, and the phone, even off of a network as opposed to like internet connection, like it worked very well. So it kind of depends on what you're trying to do. If it's a very demanding game, it's probably not going to be that great depending on the internet that you're going off of, or if you're using a cellular network. But it's one of those things where it can work well. It's just for the timing stuff, it's not what you really want unless you're just doing it for fun. Because like Gears, for example, I wouldn't recommend trying to play a game like Gears on the mobile.
Absolutely.
But I like what they've done. I think
it definitely caters to a certain more hands. Demographic out there.
Yeah.
I'm just not one of them.
I think it's more like about, I feel like people, or we'll say kids, more often not necessarily that only kids play, but like Fortnite is going to be a big thing for that type of playing.
And they've had Fortnite on mobile for a long time too. And I mean, you can.
But it's also on the Switch.
Controller to that too. Yeah.
It's on the Switch. Yeah, but you can just bring the Switch and then play.
Switch, Anthony. Oh. Okay. Not everybody has the luxury of having every console in the world. I don't have every console. I do have a Switch.
Just make more money.
You know, even the girls were playing the mobile. Get it from the government. On Fortnite for a while, but I think they enjoy
get on food stamps. And just use your money towards other things.
Yeah. I've honestly never played it. I have downloaded it, but I've never played it.
Don't ask me to build shit, because I won't.
And I'm totally fine with that. There's a ghost in your house. Look out! Look out! There's somebody behind you.
You know. You see that thing? It's like
I also haven't Bubba started Yaga. Extraction yet, but I also didn't look much into it. Like, it looks like a lot of fun, but I also haven't fired it up since I installed it the other day. But
don't build.
I was talking about, I said extraction. I moved on.
I'm talking about, still stuck on past the Fortnite.
Still stuck in the
past. Yeah, bro. Yeah, you're stuck on that ghost that appeared in the other screen.
Yeah, it scared me a little bit. It set me back a little bit.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm kind of excited to play that game. Because, not going to lie, I was walking around. Like, I was at Target the other day. I was at Best Buy. I was looking at games that I wanted to. Granted, my Xbox doesn't have a disc drive. So, it was just weird shopping. But I need a new shooter game.
I heard
and I think
if you,
Extraction. Might, you didn't hear nothing. Nope. No, you didn't.
Heard
you heard that your bogus ass lemon lime question, yellow green,
in the front of your box, and then you can just stick the disc in there and it'll read it.
Yeah,
it's called a very loud expansion noise. Drive. It's
Smash and drive.
Expansion drive.
I will send you to Jesus.
Soups, super soups. I love how much Mark and I are like, hey, by over here. Like, I feel like we're forgetting Sarah Marshall. Like, you want me here? Where do you need me at?
Yeah. You don't have to tack toe with the facials on the screen.
You escaped.
Oh, Extraction. I just finished downloading Extraction. I'm looking forward to getting into it. I like the play style that they have going on there. I was always a huge fan of Siege. So, kind of getting in there, you know, you get the sci-fi aspect to it. It could be really successful.
It reminds me of the event that they did. What was it, around Halloween one year, where they had that? I thought it was aliens. Maybe it was zombies. What was it? They had that one event on Siege. Mm,
yes. And, yep. I do remember
and
that.
Jeffrey doesn't know.
No idea what you're talking about.
There was an event that they did. It was a limited time event, and it was set up very similar to this, where it was three
it was like
people,
zombies or something like that. Or no, I was it aliens, zombies?
Was it alien? I don't remember.
Some
I just,
undead.
I just know that it was being. It was some kind of something abnormal, and you go through, and it played kind of almost like Left 4 Dead ish. And you got your teammates, and they're going down. And there was one clip that I actually recorded where Anthony's coming around the corner. I'm like, there's a guy behind you. And he turns, and he just gets fucking walloped. And that was it just cracked me up so hard. He's just like, what just happened?
Teabag standing straight up. Just
I don't know what it was, but some brute type thing just crushed him. And I just lost it. It was so good. But yeah, it looks like it could be Hive Busters type gameplay. So like,
kind of like was it XCOM? You ever play that game?
XCOM, yeah. I like that.
Yeah, a little bit, yep.
The one thing I've heard some people say, like I'm talking to a couple of people at work, is that they don't know how they feel about it yet, because like when they were seeing stuff about it, it looked like it was just add-on for another game. And they didn't know like how that vibe with them type of thing, but I don't know. I think it could. It looks like fun. I think it could be fun.
It does look like an expansion. I almost expect it to be just an expansion for Siege. But I'm kind of glad that, I mean, being on Game Pass, like it just kind of plays into that whole dynamic of how good Game Pass really is and how valuable it really is. And I think that'll the longer we get into that Activision Blizzard deal, I think the more Game Pass will become so valuable. Like, there's so many titles on there already, and there's so many titles I've played that I wouldn't have otherwise if I didn't have Game Pass.
Right. So
it's one of those things where Xbox, Microsoft, they're trying to push that subscription number up. I mean, I think that getting these big companies on to do deals like this is they're gonna do it
right. It's absolutely becoming it's not even anymore a console war as much as it is a content war.
Mm-hmm.
And like I took that straight from somebody else who said on the internet, I'm totally fine with saying that, but like I would rather it be that way. Like it's absolutely that, and I mean it kind of gets you excited about what they could do with other things with all these acquisitions and stuff like that. That's gonna be wild.
It really is. I think it's funny too. I mean, I'm, don't get me wrong, I really enjoy Xbox. I've loved Sony for so long too, but like there's so many of these fanboys, if you will, out there that are like, well, no, well, there's monopolies and they're doing this and that. It's bad for gaming. But
right,
Sony's bought up companies in the past too, like Guerrilla. They've got exclusives out there for Spider-Man and Final Fantasy and Street Fighter and all these other ones, and like that's not labeled as bad though. And then Microsoft goes out and purchases a different company and they're like, oh no,
because when the good guys do it, it's good.
How dare you take Call of Duty, how dare you do this? Like, What? Why is that bad? But this is good, and this is.
In the end, it's all good for the gaming industry.
Oh, yeah.
It keeps everybody on their toes about what they can be doing and should be doing for better, making games better.
Yep.
And I hope that, like you guys were saying before about the Call of Duty games, is that this gets them into a better, like, development process for the newer games that come out. I'm fine if they can come up with a better process and still release games every year, as long as it's worth me constantly getting those games every year and it has its play value.
I think it depends on the game. For me, and I'm going to keep harping on it until they fucking do something about it. Call of Duty. Quit putting out a half-ass game every year.
And I think that this will help that. And I've seen a lot of people complain about, well, Microsoft, how many studios has Microsoft bought and then shut down? Like Lionhead Studios and numerous others. But I mean, that was... But
where were they going at that time? Like, what were their big next step?
It was nothing. There was a lot of studios that they kept pushing back deadlines. They kept missing deadlines. They kept not showing their worth. And I mean, at that time, Microsoft didn't have that play. They didn't have that kind of a bankroll that they had. I mean, they did have the bankroll, but they didn't have that leniency within that bankroll to be like, okay, yeah, we can allow you another 2 or 3 years for development. Now they've got that a little bit more, and they can let them do a little bit more with that. And so I'm curious to see what those developers, like anybody that I've seen lately that's worked with Microsoft or for Microsoft, especially within these big deals, they've been just praising Microsoft for the amount of freedom that they've been given to do what they want to, and basically just been given the budget or almost lack thereof, where they've just got free reign. Like, hey, make this game, make it great, do with it what you need to. And
that's why, that's kind of why I applaud Phil Spencer.
Yeah, absolutely.
For what he's done.
The favorite button to press.
That's right. That's right. Soundboards are us. So what that guy has done for Microsoft and what he's been able to do and push has got everybody else trying to replicate. As far as Game Pass, you know, the type of content that they're putting out, the down to even the studios that they're working with for some of these titles they put out. Say what you will about either one. I mean, you're going to have people out there that hate on Microsoft because it's all about plays.
You're going to have haters for everything.
Oh, yeah.
But I think that what they've done with their platform has been hands down some of the best content that gamers want. Like, they're speaking to their consumers, right? And what he said the other day wasn't even real. Something like that. He made a deal on it. He's like, look, we're out here to make video games, not getting in the whole political scene, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. But that right there, he kind of sets the tone. Like, here, we're an entertainment business. We're here to entertain you guys and put stuff out that you guys can use, kind of escape from all of that. We're not going to be a part of it.
Now, think about how far we've come from the fact of that one E3 where they're like, Xbox TV, TV, Xbox, connect to your TV with your, like, it was almost only about TV.
That was supposed to be the last Xbox.
Yeah. They've really switched it up. Not necessarily switched it up, but went back to obviously what gamers want, and that's gaming. Like, I mean, PlayStation, well, they have games that people want to play. They have good games. Spider-Man is the types of games that draw me to wanting to buy a PlayStation. I might try to buy a PlayStation if they're ever able to be purchased at a normal rate when Wolverine comes out. But I don't like having to, like, you don't need to buy both of them just to play the same game. You can play on either one. They're very, very similar in how they're going to look and how they feel. It's about the experiences that the games put you through that is what's going to bring you to those games.
Exactly. And exactly. So, which is, like, why I was super stoked, like beyond elated, that they brought God of War to PC when they did. And I hope
still have yet that, to put that I, even on my PC.
I hope that trend continues, because I would love to see some exclusive titles come to PC.
I want to see what I want to see Sony do, and I think that it would benefit them. I mean, I know people are like, oh, you need to have your exclusive so that people buy your console. Yeah,
I love when you do impressions of other people.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what I do. I do well. You know, when I get closer, it's, you know, it adds to the everything. No, well, a lot of people, they're like, well, no, they need to have their exclusives. Well, why though? Like, I mean, if you're putting it out there for more people, there's a larger install base, more people are going to buy it. Yeah, you won't sell your hardware, but those companies, they're not making money on the hardware. They're making money on the software sales. They're making money on those subscription services. They're making money on the other stuff. They're not making money. The Sony, Xbox, Nintendo, they're all losing money on their console sales. They're making money on the other stuff. So if you can get your game out there, especially on a digital scale, put it out there on Steam. Put it out there on even if Sony made their own launcher. Like, I know that there's a Sony PC thing now. So like, if they even made their own launcher, I mean, I don't want another launcher. But at the same time, if they did that, I would still buy it. Like, put their games out there day and date. Like, I know that Microsoft has done that with a lot of things now. Like, it's like, well, it's not actually an Xbox exclusive because it's coming out on PC. Yeah, but you can get it on both places. And now we have more variety for those people to game on. I mean, you're opening it up to more people. And I know that, like, Phil Spencer has also said that in the sense, too, that he doesn't want to, like, close off gaming to people, which is why I think that some of these deals, while they'll still have some exclusivity, like Elder Scrolls and Starfield and stuff like that, I think that's more so to push their subscription services rather than just to try and close it off. Like, he wants gaming, and he's a gamer through and through. Like, I've seen him post stuff about playing on PlayStation, this and that, and, like, every time any large Sony release, you'll see him first off the bat, like, being out there and being like, hey, congratulations on the great release. Like, this title is amazing. Like, he's such a stand-up guy, and I love it. I love that about him. And we need more of that in the gaming industry. Like, it's not supposed to be, hey, gatekeep this, gatekeep that. Like, we need to be inclusive and making it so that more people can get their hands on this stuff.
Right. Absolutely.
On the topic of developers, now, for all of you out there that follow Doc and his channel, he recently just opened up a AAA studio, and they're coming out, and their first game that they're going to release is Midnight Society. It's like this open world PvP. Kind of existence in a game realm. They haven't really released any details on it yet. They did bring in some guys from Activision and Infinity Ward from some of the previous Call of Duty titles. So, and I know he used to develop for Sledgehammer, I believe, in the past. So I'm interested to see kind of where that goes. I don't know about you guys, but from a development standpoint, I'm willing to at least see what they got going on. I may wait. I'm not going to be the first one to jump up and be like, hey, get in this game right now. But I'm willing to listen and watch it unfold to see, you know, they piqued my interest. Just put it that way.
You're going to doubt the two-time? You're going to doubt the two-time? He's going to bring the heat. He's going to bring the fire. I don't care what it is. I'll buy that shit day one. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm hoping
for that hype. I hope that I get inspired to buy that game day one.
He's going
to
bring the heat. He will. I've seen some of the map mock-ups that he's made for some of these different games. And like, I didn't know that he was previously a developer. Like, I did not know that about him. I didn't know that this game was in the process. Like, this is the first I'm hearing of it, honestly. So, but like, you have me excited. You have me interested. Like, I'm curious to see what they can do with it, and I hope that they do well and bring in some of those former developers from Call of Duty titles and stuff like that. I think that could do really well, because that's one of the things that he's passionate about. And anything that Doc put his mind and soul into, like, it's turned out well usually. So,
right. And plus, yeah. I mean, he's already got the gaming community behind him.
He's got
I mean,
you by think the about balls.
you think about the feedback that the real time feedback that he could get from even the guys he plays with on a daily. That's going to be huge. These developers get that.
I mean, you know, you can't.
They get a million and one complaints, and then they kind of pick and choose what they want to fix. but he's going to have these guys up his ass, you know, on a daily basis.
And you can't go wrong with some feedback from Timmy Tenders.
That's right.
A lot going on just happened there. A lot of guys going up his ass every day with Timmy Tenders.
Timmy Tenders. Holy hell.
Timmy Tenders.
I've always been curious. So, like, we were talking about, like, cross-platform before, not too long ago. But I know you guys don't play a lot of sports games. Mark, I think you play them more often than Anthony would, just here or there, not really like, oh, I got to go play Madden or basketball or whatever. But I'm really curious on how we haven't had those truly cross-platform yet. I don't
understand.
First of all,
I only play FIFA. Yeah.
You've never kicked a soccer ball?
Olympic swimming.
You have broke a bocce ball? You've never kicked a soccer ball, okay?
I was there for that.
We were both there for that. Threw it on a manhole cover. That's not what we were trying to do.
I don't want to talk about it. Okay.
I'm just curious on, like, if they'll ever be able to not be able to do that, but when did they try that? Like, because I feel like when we played college football before and we did like an online league, of course we were all on Xbox. I feel like once they bring college football back, being able to do cross-platform stuff like that would open up for some more exciting things for those gamers that play those games in those ways.
But I think that we're getting to that point. I mean, it's not like cross-platform's been wildly adopted yet. We're still in the process. I mean,
But I just can't imagine, like, that aspect of it is complicated, is what I mean.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. I know for a while it was being kind of shut down by Sony. There was a few that were, like, the pioneers of it, if you will. It was one of those things where it took a long time to catch on, and there was Nintendo saying, oh, we don't want people outside of our network being in there because the kids, we're afraid of what might be said to the kids. They're in public schools and stuff. Like,
the kids are saying it themselves.
Right? Like, have you heard my kids talk? Like, no, I guarantee you. Not to mention, I don't even know what they're saying half the time. I'm getting old now. Like, they say stuff to me, I'm like, I don't know what you just said to me, but I'm sure it was bad. So
you're not in trend.
Go over there,
dude. I was playing a Call of Duty game like a few months ago. This is last summer.
Get shit on.
Some little kid straight up like yelled at me about my grandma.
Like, I was gonna say,
like, what?
God damn it! That's like perfect because it always used to be, oh, your mom, that's not what your mom said last night. And I'm like, yeah, but that's your grandma. So you leave her the fuck alone. You respect your grandma.
Your grandma's a whore. Like, Jesus, kid. All right. Relax.
Oh, no, the kids these days, dude. Like, I watched a clip. What was it? It was Call of Duty. They were playing Rebirth, and the guy, he got into a vehicle and he's like, hop in, we're gonna go over to this area and we're gonna go get loadout, and he drives him off the cliff and the guy goes down into the water and the kid's like, I'm gonna quit, I'm gonna do it, and then he respawns back in. He's like gets him in the Jeep and he's like, all right, we're gonna go over here. He drives him into the water again and he ended up being able to get out of the vehicle, and he was sitting on top of the vehicle, and the kid's just like, what the fuck? And you can tell the kid was like 8 or 9 years old. He's just pissed off. He's like, I'm gonna quit. And the guy that was streaming was just losing his shit over it. It was so funny. But yeah,
it wasn't Lucci, was it?
No, it wasn't Lucci. It was somebody that I'm not familiar with. Yeah, I know it. Lucci's a pretty good dude though, and especially with people that he knows too. It's one of those things where he's very down to earth, and I think that he really enjoys that. Like, I actually did see a comment about it, something that he had mentioned though too, where he's like, oh yeah, get killed by somebody in Rebirth or whatever it might be, and like, oh yeah, I'm a really big fan of yours, and he's like, but they don't follow me on any socials. Huge fan.
Yep.
Doesn't follow me on anything.
Oh, man.
Have you looked into that Death Store game at all, you guys? Or that the other... Yes. It's like one that's dropped on this. Was it Phoenix Point that just dropped on Game Pass recently too.
That one I've heard good things about. I have not seen anything about it.
I haven't. What was it called? Phoenix Point?
Yeah, Phoenix Point. It's not like Gears of War Phoenix, but like the bird in which is on your body.
Fans, you figure out where it's at on his body. I'll send you something. I don't have your address, so I'm not going to send you shit.
What about Phoenix Point? What is that? Supposed to be like a Final Fantasy type or?
Save a world on the brink of destruction. That's what that's like slogan is or whatever. On
emotional damage.
I will send you to Jesus.
I will send you to Jesus.
Have you watched those videos? That video is so funny. So funny. Phoenix Point, Anthony, it puts players in the midst of a desperate fight to take back the Earth from a mutated alien. Okay,
you don't have to read the brochure to me.
You just asked what it was. Read
the brochure. Thank you. Thank you.
It looks good.
Thank you.
Looks good.
Yeah, featuring turn-based tactical combat on procedural generated maps and resource management.
It looks like XCOM.
Ooh, okay. So,
Snapshot Games,
Activision Blizzard, all that stuff, right? Microsoft. Let's see some new StarCraft games.
I thought you were going to say Star Wars, because they're making like that new Star Wars
game. That would really tickle my fancy.
That's EA.
I saw another thing.
And
they now
Diablo.
Have all the craft games. They've got Minecraft,
think about
Warcraft,
Diablo.
StarCraft.
You know, what they could do with Diablo, I think, is huge.
El Diablo.
Which, by the way, I'm so looking forward to Diablo 4.
Oh, God. Diablo 4 is
going to be. It's
Diablo way 5. Too much time. I can Game Pass.
Day one.
No, exclusive.
No, exclusive. Exclusive. Day two edition.
You need it. Yeah.
Day two. Yeah.
You need to get
day two exclusive. There you go.
You need to get.
Where do you go, Phil Spencer?
Need to get Game Pass in order to get it. Day two.
Have you guys watched Book of Boba Fett yet? Any of the episodes?
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that thing you sent me.
That wasn't in the episode. That was me making fun of it.
That was it.
I don't know.
George is on his little scooter, and there's people chasing him. And there's people chasing him, and there's people passing him, walking.
I don't know. I just it hasn't really gotten the reviews that I was expecting.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that.
It's not pulling me in like the Mandalorian did.
Well, the Mandalorian is a character you didn't know, and you're trying to figure out about him. You know Boba Fett right now. Like,
they're doing him dirty so far. Like, everything that I've heard about it, I'm like, I don't want to watch it because I don't want to taint the character.
It's not like...
I love Boba Fett so much, and I think that the series so far from...
Yeah.
Just, like I said, I haven't seen it, so I can't weigh too heavily in on it, but at the same time, from what I've heard, read, seen, whatever, has been moderate. You know, like
it's not like blowing me out of the water either. Like I enjoy the Mandalorian a lot more than Boba Fett, but I enjoy the Boba Fett character to see what we can do. Yes, he's a little bit chunky, but hey, that relates with me. That means I could be Boba Fett. But like
you couldn't be.
You're very judgy. You know that.
Who said that?
Put that helmet on over your.
You guys board. Judge the show. You've only watched 13 seconds. You've never watched an episode. I'm the judgy one.
Jeffrey puts on the helmet, and he's got beard hanging out the bottom of it.
That's not how it works, okay? The helmet goes past my chin. You don't know where my chin ends and begins.
I will send you to Boba.
But, I mean, I enjoy it. I'm not saying, like, oh, man, it's just great. I'm going to rewatch the episode because of that scene.
I'll give it two episodes.
It's not the worst. It's not
the
Last Jedi.
The first two episodes, from my understanding, are... Anyway. From my understanding, the first two episodes are better than the third episode. The third episode sucked. I haven't heard anything about
I've heard the fourth episode. Based on reviews I saw, the fourth episode is like
start on episode
what,
four,
up there.
And then go back to one, and then watch two and three, and then watch seven, then watch six.
So just treat it like the MCU.
No, treat it like the regular episodes is what he was saying. Get the references when we say them. Yeah.
Jokes would never go over my head.
Maybe you should wear a bigger hat so it could stop it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you should probably stop drinking talking like that. Can't be that good. Did you have a lemon or a lime in there?
We'll let this guy in here.
Have you guys got caught up on any of the other Marvel stuff? I know you guys, I don't think you guys have.
No.
Still haven't seen Spider-Man.
Haven't seen Spider-Man. No, I haven't seen Black Widow.
I'm not bringing it up again, guys. I'm going to talk over here. Hey, guys.
I did see a funny meme, and I know what happened, but I'm sad about it. I don't want to talk about it. It was a picture, and there's a picture about me, and it was her words were upside down, and there's a picture of a Pepsi can, and that was upside down, and it said, flip your phone over, and Aunt May is dead.
What is happening? What other games are you looking forward to? Did you guys ever play through Fallen Order?
I haven't played through it. I got to the point where I killed Falcor, and then I stopped.
Yeah, Falcor. I know exactly what you're talking about. I need to play through it just so I can make it make sense when I play the second one. Or maybe I'll just do what I normally do and just learn about it while I play the second one. But I'm kind of hoping that they make some good Star Wars games. I'm so pissed about it. Be upset about
1313. Dude, it was going to be so good. And I like every screen, everything they showed on it, it was just like, I was so into it. And that was before Boba Fett became like wildly famous. And like, he's always been pretty popular, but it was one of those things where like before the Mandalorian and people started getting hard-ons for Mandalorians and stuff like that. It was one of those things where like, it was going to bring more light onto Boba Fett's past and all this stuff. And I really, really just hurt that game got canned. I'm still hopeful that somehow that game gets revived and like brought back to life. But I'm looking bleak at this point.
What's a game that you would like to see made, whether that's like a remake or like a new type of game or taken from like Star Wars, Star Trek, Marvel or DC, something like that? What's a game that you go ahead?
A true sequel to Knights of the Old Republic.
So you wouldn't want a new game? You would want like a continuation game?
Yeah. I'd like to see another one of those. Like for next gen. Oh, I want something. Either reboot it like they've been doing and seems to be the trend nowadays or something, but I want another Knights of the Republic game.
I want what I think could be really fun would be like a for DC, like if we were to break it down from each one, like I think a Flash video game would be a lot of fun. They're like, I heard they're trying to make a Superman game or something. Terrible. Worst superhero of all time. I think also X-Men would be a fun type of game. Like there was that one X-Men game that came out a few years ago where like you have this character and what all this stuff. But I think a standalone X-Men character type of thing where you build your own history type of thing could be fun.
They need to make a game like Invincible from Amazon. Ultramites, man. Those dudes do not mess around.
I've actually never seen that show, but I know
you need
how
to watch
gruesome it is.
You need to watch it.
From what I've heard, it's the boys in cartoon form, but different.
I've got the perfect game. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay. So it's going to be set in the metaverse because this is the new age.
It's on Facebook?
Yep.
Wow.
So you're going to walk around.
I'm sold. Say no more.
Little disc, right? And you challenge people to a card duel. And the loser gets sent to the Shadow Realm. We're gonna go full on Yu-Gi-Oh battles in the real world, and the loser goes to the Shadow Realm.
That's the game you want. That's the game you're gonna play.
That sounds like a dumbed down version of Pokemon Go.
No, it is essentially, but yes, I'm gonna go out there. I'm gonna go
out there just whipping cards at people.
The school. After school, I'm going to meet somebody in the playground. I'm going to be like, you!
Cut him off. Cut his mic off. Can't say that anymore.
No. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I'm I'm gonna be fully clothed.
No, oh, okay, about. Sorry.
You, me.
The park was empty. Clothing. I didn't pee. Like there was nobody around. 3 years ago,
that I couldn't go within 100 feet. Okay, we're done. We're past that. So we go, and I'm gonna challenge this kid, and I'm gonna be like, "You've been a little bitch. I'm gonna send you to the Shadow Realm."
And they're gonna send you to prison.
That sounds like a game for the Oculus, not for anything of next gen consoles.
Yeah, yes. Oculus. Yeah, okay.
I said Metaverse. Yeah, it's gonna be in there. We're gonna do it.
I should really look
in. Sounds like something Zuckerberg would play. That's for sure.
Yeah, he's already there.
I play you.
I'm not sure who that was.
Actually, how he sounds.
Isn't that it?
I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm pretty sure it's not. I think that's where we cut you off on your drink.
Have you heard him talk?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not William Hung.
It's like Mike Tyson meets a white guy.
C-bangs. Ooh, baby.
Wow. I don't even know. Oh my gosh. I don't even know it right now.
I'm really concerned for your safety. Yeah. You did that thing, that creature that was in your room a little bit ago, must have did something back there.
Uh-huh.
When he trimmed his mustache, it ended up all in his throat, and he can't like. He
oh, that's a mustache. I'm not gonna lie. I thought you got a new house pet. What the shit?
Uh-huh. I just wear it.
I thought I saw a move there for a minute. Thing.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the bust out of its cocoon. When's it turned into a butterfly?
Oh, it's next month. Little butterfly.
Next month.
What have you guys been playing lately? And you guys have been pretty busy outside of relaxation time.
Relaxation time, man. I don't get any of that stuff. Halo still is the big one for me. It's been between Halo and Warzone mostly. I am looking forward to these new titles that have dropped on Game Pass though, because I do want to play some Death's Door. I want to play some Extraction. Yeah. I saw that the Hitman trilogy dropped on there too. Like that looks.
Yeah, I saw that not too long ago.
Oh, Hitman's such a good series.
It is.
There's FIFA.
No. FIFA. I like FIFA. I'm not good at them, but I like them. Oh yeah.
The recently added was the Paparazzi. What the fuck?
Paparazzi. Yeah. There. Well,
Windjammers 2. Oh yeah.
That
All Ages.
Anacrusis. That game is being made or has been made, I guess, by some of the devs behind Left 4 Dead.
Is that just the preview, though?
It's game, yeah, it's in game preview.
Game preview.
That game looks pretty promising.
What's Outer Wilds?
God, I played a little.
An open world mystery about a solar system trapped in an endless time loop. You had me at time loop. Which was the end of the sentence.
You know what's a really good, like...
Caught me at the end.
filler game to play? And I've actually been playing it with the girls. Astroneer. That's been a legit game that we play together. And we do it. Also, it's not like it's just you're running around, you know, collecting Minecraft. You're like, you have to figure out what the hell it is. Kind of progress and get off wherever you're stranded at to kind of continue exploring. And I think that really kind of helps both them, you know. What?
Nothing.
You don't like the game?
Mark and I were on
the, you want to talk
Mark
about
and
game?
I were on the same wavelength about the words you chose to say, and then we weren't going to say it. So it had nothing to do with the game. Uh-huh. It's about the fact that Mark and I thought the same exact thing.
I may or may not.
Getting off onto another game. Did you guys ever play that 12 minutes game?
No.
No.
That game is trippy. It's a lot of fun. But it's weird. And there's like, basically there's no end, kind of. And you can just constantly be playing it. It's weird about the end. So like there's multiple endings. So. But yeah, that's part of the game. So like, at some point you figure out that like, oh shit, what the fuck, I'm reliving this again, and then you have to figure out how to navigate to survive longer in that, and then make sure that like
I remember you seeing don't get that
killed
game.
Or your girl doesn't get killed or whatever.
Yeah, I remember seeing that game at E3. Yeah, and it looked really interesting, and I haven't actually touched it yet though. And I knew that we had discussed it when it was first brought up, and we were like, man, that looks kind of like kind of cool, like outside the box type of thing. I haven't actually played it though.
I played it a few times, and then like there's other things that like you kind of pick up on. Excuse me, but it's pretty interesting. You should check it out if you have like a moment to be like, oh, I just want to see how it is. But like, it's kind of fun. It's it'll get to you for a minute
I've heard there's not a ton to it, but it is once you've completed it, once you've made it through the loop, it's supposed to be pretty good. I've heard good things about it. I haven't actually gotten into it though myself.
Yeah. Have they said anything about a new Gears? I know you guys are like, oh, Gears is in the past, but and stuff like that. But like,
I'm not over Gears either. It's just every time I get so excited for a Gears, it's similar to Call of Duty though. Call of Duty helped me a little bit more. Right. It's helped me a little bit more, but it gets to that point where I get so excited about it. And then they bring it out, and I'm like, man, it could have been so good.
I think every time it drops, like, we'll play multiplayer for, like, maybe 2 months. And there'll be those nights or those consecutive nights where, like, this is a lot of fun, or we'll switch it up. Like, when we switched up to, like, Nasher Ball or whatever the heck it was called.
Yep.
And, like, those were fun. But then, yeah, absolutely, like, it is, it'll kind of fall off. Yeah. But for me, like the campaigns are fun. This one a little bit different than the most recent one. Sadly, oddly enough, and stupidly enough, I never finished 4 before I started 5. So like the campaign. But I'm curious. I'm not sure if you guys finished 5 story, how far you got into it. But like the end of it, you get to choose kind of like a who continues with you type of thing. And yeah, I'm curious.
Someone dies off, right?
Like you pick between one or two people about. You either save this one or save that one.
Right.
And then, like, you're not that far from the end of the game at that point.
Reminds me of, like, the old Goosebumps tales, the choose your own right. ending.
I didn't let go of the page. You saw it and let go of the page.
I used to do that. And I would feel guilty. Like, I would have that guilt. Like, I just cheated.
I don't know.
See how the other end of it.
Oh. Feel guilty.
Oh.
Oh. I also didn't know you read. I didn't know you ever read a book. The only thing I know that I've ever seen you read in book form is that time you opened up my Mortal Kombat game and took my online stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome.
No.
Nobody had to read it.
Well, I mean, he had to take a shower, but, I mean, he didn't wash his hair, though.
So. Those are my gaming excuses, all right? Yeah, you can't just come in here and take them.
I didn't take them. They involved me.
Hmm. Oh, good times.
Good times. Always good times. Always. I'm still caught up on this fucking question he asked at the goddamn beginning of this episode. Because I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to feel about it. Or what I'm actually supposed to think. And I feel like I'm yelling right now. The meter on my computer is like, you need to shut up about it. It's actually green and yellow at the same colors. The fuck? I can't get away from this stupid-ass question.
You mean lime and lemon?
Oh, sorry. It's lime and lemon and apple on my screen right now. Strawberry. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I'm not sure why I said it like that. I don't know. Maybe this wasn't milk. Who knows?
A spiked eggnog going on over there.
You know what? Be grounded. Oh, you can't see it. We don't have sponsors yet. That's why it's like
that.
Now I'm excited to play Extraction. I might play some tonight when we get off this thing. I might not.
Who knows? I'll give it a go. I'll give it a little go. Why not?
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. Good.
There we go. Oh, I thought my phone was ringing. Sorry, my bad. Yes. It's the end of the episode. That it was an awkward ending. It absolutely was. It'll get better next time. I don't know what to tell you, Grandma. He didn't press the button. Okay?
I tried to give him the hand.
I'm sorry. Go to sleep. It's 2 where you are.
Oh, Kyle. Sorry, I didn't mean to, I forgot to mute it.
I wanted to hear sorry. That. It was just
yeah. No, you didn't want
to
hear that.
I didn't,
no.
I want to talk no. to grandma.
No, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Hey,
man.
Grandma, miss you.
No. No, I hung up the phone, Mark. What do you mean you miss her?
Whoa, I didn't make any. What? Was there something going on over there? You to Jesus. Whoa. Jesus.
God damn.
All right,
my homeboy. Well, I appreciate you guys sticking around for that shitty little interaction there we just had, but they'll get better in the future. I'm very animated with my body right now. I don't know why.
Emotional damage.
That's what we bring. We bring the content and the awkward moments.
Yeah, we bring we're something. Here for you. I had my straitjackets in the closet here. I'm gonna put it on right after this. I got my little onesie on, my little romper. We're gonna be romping into some crazy things with our episodes. So again, thanks for coming in. Thanks for listening to us. If you watched it, sorry what you had to see with your eyes. Come on in next time. It's going to get even better. I hope. I really hope it does.
It's got to get better. It can't get worse.
It can't possibly
get worse.
Anything can get worse.
That's it for us, Gamer
Fam. Was it good for you? It was good for me.
Well, for me, Jeffrey, for Anthony, for Mark, thanks for coming in. I've said it 17 times already. This is the last time. Have a good night, everybody.
Peace.